Israel would like to reiterate its full support to WHO's effort in leading the processes to strengthen the way countries and the world prepare for, prevent, detect, and respond to health emergencies.
אזרחי ישראל דווקא חושבים אחרת מהנציג שמדבר ב-WHO. אזרחי ישראל חושבים שהכניסו לנו פה פייק מגפה ותרללו לנו את הצורה והזריקו לנו בזריקות ניסיוניות.
We deem it essential that national, regional, and global efforts are coordinated and coherent, providing an effective framework and tools for member states and the global community. We should ensure that the outcomes of our negotiations are feasible and appropriate to achieve their purpose, a safer future for all. We believe that it's states' responsibility to protect their people's health. We believe that it's states' responsibility to protect their people's health. However, only for a joint global effort will we be able to enhance the world's capacity to face current and future spread of diseases.
אזרחי ישראל דווקא היו רוצים לעזור לעולם להתמודד עם מחלות, אבל כמובן בתמורה לתגמול הולם, ולא בהתנדבות.
We consider the WHO to be the principal body in leading these efforts.
ממש לא. אנחנו רואים בארגון הבריאות העולמי כגוף שאינו מתאים וביצע הונאה על מגפת סרק וגרם לנו להפסדים רבים.
The COVID-19 pandemic, as well as other outbreaks in recent years, have highlighted the importance of international cooperation.
פייק מגפת הקורונה הבהירה לנו שארגון הבריאות העולמי מייצר פייק מגפות.
The processes we have started together are beyond ambitious. Israel wants to avoid duplications and ensure that the INB and the IHR working group also coordinates the consultative process towards the high-level meeting on pandemic prevention, preparedness and response that will take place in New York this September. We believe that this work will complement, fuel and accelerate our work here in Geneva. We note our past experience with COVAX, in which our attempts to offer millions of COVID-19 vaccines,
מה? הניסיון להציל חיסונים? זה מה שהוא מנסה לעשות? להציל את החיסונים?
Utilized. We must also maintain an appropriate balance between ensuring adequate provisions of emergency tools and medicines during global health crises, while also protecting the rights of providers and suppliers.
עכשיו זה ברור. כל המטרה בזמן מגפה זה להגן על זכויות של היצרנים והספקים, לא על החולים והנפגעים.
With lessons learned, we must ensure that we are strengthening the IHR and providing stronger foundations through the INB to improve preparedness, prevention, and response for future pandemics and health crises. Chair, I would like now to address some of the active emergencies mentioned in the DG's report A7611, and to start by thanking the World Health Organization and its team on the ground for their vital work conducted under extremely challenging circumstances around the world. These emergencies have affected millions, given their scale, complexity, and inherent operations. Chair, Israel reiterates its deepest condolences to the people of Turkey and Syria following the devastating earthquakes earlier this year. Israel supports WHO's response to this emergency, and for Operation Olive Branch also responded resolutely and without delay, sending hundreds of personnel and establishing a field hospital in coordination with WHO and other humanitarian organizations.
אני תוהה מי מימן את האנשים ואת הסיוע שישראל שלחה. האם זה נפל על האזרחים שלא מודעים בכלל הקשרים בין ישראל לארגון הבריאות העולמי?
Which treated hundreds of people and saved lives. Israel also expressed serious concerns over a continuing health emergency in Ukraine and refugee receiving and hosting countries, triggered by the Russian Federation's aggressions against Ukraine.
למען האמת, אזרחי ישראל תוהים מדוע באוקראינה ברחובות עדיין מתנוססים סמלים של גיבורים נאצים? ולמה חלק מהאוכלוסייה באוקראינה תומך בנאצים?
The war continues to inflict devastating impact on Ukraine's health system and has severely restricted access to medicines, facilities, and health services for the Ukrainian population. It continues to be important for WHO and member states to support the Ministry of Health of Ukraine to restore disrupted services, assist displaced health workers, and replace destroyed infrastructure. Israel is working with Ukraine on long-term medical rehabilitation program focusing on mental health and orthopedic injuries who require prosthetics and rehabilitation.
אזרחי ישראל בעצמם סובלים מהתגברות של בעיות בבריאות הנפש וחוסר טיפול ומענה של מערכות הבריאות נפש בישראל. מה פתאום ישראל עוזרת לאוקראינה על חשבון אזרחי ישראל?
Israel also conducted dozens of capacity building and trainings for health personnel. Israel also conducted dozens of capacity building and trainings for health personnel.
שוב נשאלת השאלה, על חשבון מי? על חשבון האזרחים?
We will continue to do all that we can to assist the well-being and health of the Ukrainian people.
באמת? באמת אתה חושב שאנחנו נסכים שנמשיך ככה? אני לא בטוח.
Thank you, Chair.